This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
Look, I'm a 14-year-old boy at heart. I see incredible headline. I can't resist. A spa owner in New Jersey, and I'm not kidding, her legal name is Soon Bang, has been snagged in a prostitution bus in an interagency effort to crack down on human trafficking and sex work in the United States. I wish the radio medium sometimes had the ability to like transition the images I see on my screen to your brain. Because the ad for this reads, "Relax and re-energize." And to be blunt, it has a smoke show woman who works at the said club.
Okay.
It says, "Happy massage time."
Oh.
"Clean, quiet, and comfortable."
Boy.
And the picture is exactly like you would
think. I wonder what tipped off the authorities.
It is a young, very attractive, very well-built Asian woman in what appears to be a silky dress with no undergarments, with a sexual pose, as it will, as it were. And yeah, that's usually a dead giveaway. They found large amounts of U.S. currency, which they said is indicative of prostitution, as opposed to, you know, if you go to a massage parlor, a nail parlor, anything along those lines, mm-hmm. they prefer you to tip in cash. Let's be honest. They would just put
advice time with Danny Morang.
You know, even like restaurant employees and such, they'd rather you tip in cash because you're not having to report that on your mm-hmm. credit card tips at the end of the night.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look, Uncle Sam gets their fair share. Like, we all know what it is. We all know the game.
Aren't they changing that?
Aren't we changing that?
Taxes on tips?
Yeah, they always goes
well,
back and
wish
forth.
In one hand and guess what in the other.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see which ends up happening. But I just, Soon Bang?
That's not.
Her American name was Cindy.
Oh, Cindy Bang. Okay, so.
It's like the name of the Japanese twins in the Austin Powers movie that I shall not try to say today.
That's exactly what came to my mind. It's 100% what came to my mind. Twins? I love it when the universe comes together like this. I genuinely do.
You're on the right way for a spanked bottom, and I don't care who knows it.
Wow, that was good. Russ, that was a really good Austin Powers you just did there. Yeah, I'm not quite sure their advertising was the best for what they were actually, it was really good for what they were trying to accomplish.
It was maybe too good.
But not discreet enough.
No, not it was, look, I get it. You're in New York, New Jersey, and you're competing with other establishments. But the flyer that basically reads, "We're a sex shop."
Yeah.
Probably not your...
Dead giveaway.
Not your best idea.
That's the equivalent of, "This bag does definitely not have drugs in it."
Yeah. Yes, and remember, that woman got pulled over and arrested twice in the span of 2 weeks.
Yeah. "There's definitely not drugs in this bag. Don't look in there."
And in that bag, it contained large amounts of methamphetamine.
We never saw it coming.
That's not the universe colliding. That's just rampant stupidity. Yeah. Soon Bang, that's, you know...
Yeah,
that's just the universe coming together and really just joining hands.
It joining something, but you're not wrong, my man. You are not wrong.
I love a great headline. This is going to be a little double dip just because these are both a little bit smaller. I saw this one pop up too because I was like, that can't be real, right? No, I actually tracked it down to an actual news source. The Citigroup Bank mistakenly credited a customer with $81 trillion instead of $280.
Saw that. I also, this is not the first time Citibank has done this.
Yes, because the audits come up.
A bit of an oversight with the $81
trillion. $81 trillion is almost three times the size of the U.S. GDP, which is just under $30
trillion. So is this like somebody typing it in and then just leaning on the zero on the keyboard? Like, maybe do you make that mistake?
Maybe hitting the tab button a little too fast and you're trying to input the line above?
But I don't know how many you get that many zeros. I have no idea. And it's $280?
Yeah.
$81 trillion?
Yeah.
That's not really even that close.
You type 280 and the 2 didn't hit and the 8 and you hit the 1 on accident and the 0 got stuck.
One thing I do know, though, is that it's not okay to go spend that money if you find out before the bank does.
Now, the bank did catch it and the funds didn't actually leave because of a multitude of reasons. There's checks and balances in place that catch this stuff. But the currency that would be needed for that, it gets routed through the Federal Reserve when it's that high.
Oh, really? $81
trillion? Yeah. You remember when the Washington Commanders were purchased by Josh Harris? Because the money originated from overseas, a $5 billion check had to be cleared through the Federal Reserve.
Mm.
When that amount of money / currency is changing hands in the United States, it gets routed through the Federal Reserve.
So there was a man who, his name is Stephen Fields.
Mm-hmm.
He went in a check of $31,000 was accidentally put into his bank account back in 2014. And he was 18.
Yeah.
He was young. He went and spent $20,000 like that.
Yeah.
He was charged with theft and he was sentenced to 10 years probation. And he had to pay restitution on it.
I mean, the case of finders versus keepers is not not holding up here.
Right? Come on.
That feels like, look.
Your mistake, and I get.
I screw up and I overdraft.
Yeah.
I got to pay for it. Yeah. But you screw up and I punish you for it.
Yeah. See, what are we doing here?
Well, we got to protect the banks from their own stupidity.
I mean,
you're not protecting me from my own stupidity.
It's called credit cards.
Of which those can get out of control.
I think we have learned that with America. Well, actually, world. But what would you do if you found that much money? Well, $81 trillion is a little bit different.
That's a bit much. 30,000 versus $81
trillion. Yeah, there was a few years ago, there was the couple in Louisiana that Chase Bank accidentally put $50 billion into their account. And they were doing the...
I'm going to hit that ATM so fast.
time to check our bank statement here. And, ooh, look at that. $50 billion is in there.
And again,
Seems a little bit different. Did you get a raise, honey?
We talked about this last week. My apparently, we need to pull this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you check your banking apps?
Yeah.
I posed this question to my other work husband, Joe Simons. Mm-hmm. And I said, how many times a day do you check your banking apps? He paused and he goes, 4. He didn't hear us talk about it earlier in the day. And I was like,
he checks 4 times a day?
Yeah. He goes, at least multiple times.
That's psycho behavior.
Well,
that's psycho behavior.
I draw them to me. I am like, yeah. I am a moth to the flame of the psychos.
Yeah.
I am at least once, probably twice. If I found a large sum of money, I wouldn't call Odyssey. I would probably call K2. I'm like, Odyssey's not going to screw up and give me that money. K2 might, though.
Nah, they ain't going to do that. They ain't gonna do that, dude. That's a good call on your part.
You know what I mean? Like, I know who where the bread's being buttered there as far as the size of corporation and who has more money in that vein. I'd call it in just because.
And no. Coming up next week on Dusty and Rusty.
Look, man. Go look and see what stocks are trading at. It's we know where it stands.
Google tells me that once a week. is on average.
On average?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm probably a couple, three times a week.
Actually, the AI was wrong, but 36% of Americans check their bank account daily.
So it is higher.
30% check it weekly. 18% check it less than once a month. So you're at 48% of people are less or a week or more.
So the people that don't, I think those are the two very far edges of the scale in that they have more money than God, or they know they have no money.
That
or they, 18%, yeah, they don't want to scare themselves.
They don't want to. They're like, I know it's overdrawn.
I know I don't want to check that. I don't want to know that trip to McDonald's that I made last night was my grocery money.
Yeah. Or a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, definitely not four times a day.
Yeah. Look, I'm a multiple time a day guy.
All right. I got the full breakdown here. 36% every day, 30% once a week. Once a month is 8%. Twice a month, 8%. Less than once a month, 18%. So there's your.
Yeah, those are probably them folks that are doing just fine.
Yeah, they are doing just fine. They are doing just fine.
According to this report, the Financial Times reported that there were 10 near misses by Citigroup alone of over $1 billion. In 2024, which is actually down from 13 cases in 2023. In 2020, they accidentally sent $900 million to the creditors of a cosmetics company, Revlon, instead of a $7.8 million interest payment.
Yeah.
It took 2 years of legal action to recover most of the money. It led to the early retirement of then CEO Michael Corbat and a fine of $400 million from U.S. regulators over unsafe and unsound banking practices.
Hmm.
Good
Lord. That's wild.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So, I mean, we put all of our faith in our banks to hold up.
And yet we get hit with $25 fees if we go a dollar over.
Well, yeah, because they're putting billions of dollars into multiple people's bank accounts every year accidentally.
Unfreaking believable.